A plan by the Environment Minister, Tony Burke, to expand the national network of Commonwealth marine parks is set to spark a row between conservationists and fishers and between Mr. Burke and one of his fellow cabinet ministers. The ABC's obtained a copy of the proposed protection zone, which involves the government setting aside large areas of ocean. Conservationists say it'll be a world first, but commercial fishers warn it'll ruin their businesses and see Australians paying a lot more for seafood. As well, the plan appears to put Mr. Burke on a collision course with the Resources Minister, Martin Ferguson. Environment reporter Connor Duffy has this exclusive report.
Work on this network of marine parks has been going on for years, and it's expected a final decision on how much of the country's oceans will be locked up could be just a week or two away. The ABC's obtained a map of the department's latest proposal. It shows a huge protected area in the Coral Sea off Queensland, stretching all the way along the state's coastline and a long way out to sea. There are protected pockets stretching further south past New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. And there are significant protected areas proposed all around Western Australia and up to the Northern Territory. Michelle Grady from the Pew Environment Foundation says it'll make history.
This network will be a world first. It will be unprecedented. It will be the first time that a nation has put in place the sort of protection that the science world is saying is needed to ensure that marine life is protected into the future.
But where conservationists see global leadership, commercial fishermen see ships stuck in port. Brian Jeffries is from the Commonwealth Fisheries Association.
Well, extreme anger, particularly in some regions. What we're talking about here is Australia setting aside upwards to 50% of the total economic zone to close to significant areas of fishing with no good reason. There's no good scientific reason.
Brian Jeffries says some lucrative catches are at risk.
There's significant areas of rock lobster in the southern areas and in the western areas, the main coast of Western Australia. There are significant areas of tuna longlining on the east coast of Australia and the southwest of Australia. There are significant areas of trawl fishery both in Queensland, New South Wales and Western Australia. That's the extent of it. And these are regional communities who are dependent on these fisheries and the prosperity it generates for those regional communities.
There's another element of conflict in the plan. While Tony Burke has been drawing up the marine park plans, his cabinet colleague, Resources Minister Martin Ferguson, has been opening up Commonwealth waters to oil and gas exploration. Michelle Grady from the Pew Environment Foundation says exploration in places like Rowley Shoals, off the coast of Broome in Western Australia, risk jeopardising the marine park.
Despite the marine sanctuary process now running for 10 years by way of preparation for these important decisions this year, that there's been absolutely no check on what is an increasingly desperate search for oil and gas into areas that we would never have dreamed of opening up to oil and gas in the past.
Michelle Grady from the Pew Environment Foundation. Connor Duffy, the reporter there.